Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Christopher. With world-renowned psychic, spiritual teacher, and healer, Christopher Reburn. Visit Christopher on his website at www.reburn.org to schedule a private reading with him, view tour schedule, his spiritual audio CDs, and much more. Whether you are a spiritual beginner or a spiritual warrior, Conversations with Christopher is geared towards your continued spiritual learning and development. And now, please welcome Christopher Reburn.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody, wherever you are in this cute little world, on this planet that's ours, in this universe that we share. Thank you for being here today. This is Christopher Reburn. Joining me today is my best gal pal, Jenny Stewart, who'll be with us in just a couple moments. Today is a big day for us because we've got a huge announcement to give you all a little bit later in the show. And those of us that have been supporting our shows together over the years will be very, very excited to hear this announcement. We're also celebrating, oh my God, 50 shows together. I think it's safe to say I've never done that many shows with anybody else in the whole world ever. So that's a distinction that I'm so proud I get to share with this lady. We're going to be discussing some holiday memories today, how to feel positive during the holidays if you're feeling sad or too stressed or you want to commit a violent crime. We're going to talk about that. And also why and how loved ones can be more active this time of the year and how they love to join in the Christmas festivities and much, 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 much more. So lots of fun stuff to do. Without further ado, let's welcome the lady of the hour to our show once again, 50 times girlfriend, the wonderful Jenny Stewart, Paranormal Research and Resource Society. Hello.
Hello. It's only been 50. We've only done 50.
I know. I had to go back and get a helper to count them. I'm thinking there has to be another zero or another zero or another zero.
There's probably some out there that we don't even remember or we archive somewhere. It just seems like it's more than that. But who better?
It does seem like that. It does. And we'll, of course, we'll be adding a lot more to that tally pretty soon, which we're excited to share a little announcement later on in the show to those of you that are listening today. So, Merry Christmas to you. This is our lovely Christmas show that we've been doing every year for about 3 years. I think we'll probably keep doing it till forever because it just makes sense. Everybody, yeah. So, take us back to holidays, Christmas in your home. You know, growing up. Growing up in your home, take us back to the night before Christmas, Christmas Eve, and leading up to Christmas morning. What happened in your home during those special times?
Well, we always, because my mom was a single mother, and we always went to my grandparents on Christmas Eve, and would spend it with, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins and you know, hang out. And then when we got home, we would get to open one present. We'd get to pick out any present we wanted. And Mom finally caught on that we'd pick out the biggest one. And she'd always try to gear us toward the one present that all of us had that were alike, and that was the pajamas. So after a couple of years of letting us to, like, you know, pick out one, and we'd always get the biggest, you know, open the biggest one, she started doing it to where we were only allowed to open the one present, and that was the pajamas that, you know, obviously, you know, we could sleep in and wake up in Christmas morning. You know, growing up, we didn't have a light. My mom works very hard. And so Christmas was, you know, the holiday that my mom would always, no matter what, she would make it special. I mean, she worked all year to make sure that, you know, we had a lot of nice things. And I think I've told the story before about the first year after my dad left, we were little, and we didn't have a Christmas tree. And my cousin and my uncle went to the local tree giveaway because on Christmas Eve, the guy that sold the Christmas tree, the Martins, they would have, you know, just whatever was left on Christmas Eve, they just let you have it for free. And by then, they kind of starting to wilt, stuff like that. And they brought this tree over on Christmas Eve. And we tied it to the banister going upstairs. The stairs were in the living room. So the banister was shoestrings. So...
Oh my goodness.
You know, but that Christmas to me was so special because it wasn't about, you know, how much you could get or what you didn't get. It was the fact that we got something and that there was people looking back, you know, there were people that wanted to make it special for us. And then the following year, my mom had been working, and the following year at my grandparents' study, you know, Christmas Eve, my grandpa and my mom says that they heard something in the basement, and they'd go downstairs and they would come back up and they'd have a present. And then they'd do it again. And then finally we followed them down, and the whole basement, whole one side of it was full of presents for me and my sisters. So it was just amazing. And they swore down it was Santa Claus. But as we got older, we realized it was my mom and my grandparents who did it. But it was special, you know, because we weren't expecting it.
Yeah. Those are some beautiful memories, and it just kind of, you know, Jenny has the wonderful ability when she tells stories, you just get enthralled. It just, you know, she takes you right back to that time, which is going to be really exciting and phenomenally successful when she releases her new book, because her personality is all over that book. So when you're reading her book, it's just going to be like having a conversation with you. So that's going to be exciting. That's really, really exciting. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows this holiday season on the show here, more Christmas shows, I think. Well, I can tell you we've done more Christmas shows this year than any other year, you know, to try to help people, you know, give people the Christmas spirit to some people that are lacking. And I know December is a month for you that, well, I mean, it's the month of miracles for a lot of people. And certainly I think it's safe to say that it has some sort of distinction with that with you as well. A few years back, there was a tremendous miracle that we all think was a miracle when you survived the unsurvivable, the unthinkable, with a brain aneurysm and then the stroke and then the pneumonia and then everything else. And then just a few days later, Miss Thing's back home. She's home.
I know. Just
released from the hospital. No big deal. You know, how are you now? How is your health now? Because everybody is asking on Twitter, how is she doing? How are you now?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. You know, I still have a moment, like anybody else. But I think in the beginning, I think right after, you know, when you survive something that you weren't supposed to survive, and people tell you, oh, it's a miracle, and you realize that it is. So I came out of the gate running and thinking, you know, in my mindset then was, I'm so very humbled, but I have to make sure I don't waste 1 second, because if I do, I'm pretty much, you know, mocking the gift that was given to me. And so I think I overdid it the first year, trying to make sure that I, you know, cherish every moment and didn't take it for granted. And you know, I didn't want to, you know, make it feel like it wasn't a gift that was, you know, very much, you know, I was grateful for. And I think I overdid it. So I had to change my perspective, you know, because I thought, well, if I start taking it for granted, they're going to take it away from me. So, but I still look back at that, and I think for me, the biggest thing, and it wasn't even the fact that I survived it, and that it was a miracle, so to speak, it was the outpouring of love that I received. When I woke up after surgery, and the thousands and thousands of messages, that to me, I mean, that right there meant more to me than anything else.
Yeah.
And it still does.
Yeah. It's still very powerful when you look back at that time, because I remember it just was so traumatic. You know, the thing that, oh my God, it's possible we could be losing you. It was just such a horrific time, you know, and the fact that you pulled through, it just was such a miracle. And I know that some people, you know, that you've talked about this many times and stuff, and you have given so many other people a lot of strength and courage in sharing your story. And I know it's and it's just, without talking about it, it's, you know, you can't help anybody. That's why you've been so talkative about it, which has certainly helped a lot of people, I think, in many different ways. You know,
I hope so.
Yes, I mean that too. Part of having people on the show and having guests with different views and people that feel this way and that way, what is your opinion about ghosts and paranormal activity on Christmas? You know, some people feel that during Christmas the ghosts can be, you know, kind of quiet and can be peaceful. Other people have experienced the exact opposite. What do you think?
I think it depends on what your traditions were when the loved one was still on this plane. I think that if Christmas was a huge, huge holiday that, you know, was always spent together and you shared it, you know, things like that, I think that, you know, if you if you're open to it, because, again, I always say they won't visit you unless that's what you are open for. I think the activity will increase. I think the communication and them trying to be around, them trying to communicate would increase. If it was a holiday that really didn't have that much significance, and you know, when they were living, I don't think it's going to mean that much. But I also think that it's a time of year that we see this a lot, where a lot of people have depression that sets in. You know, you start missing that person. You know, especially if something happened in that month, you know, if that person passed away in that month, you know, and grief is very strange with how it works. You know, we all grieve differently. So I think some people want that communication so badly that, in a sense, I don't care what day of the year it is. You know, if you hold on too tight, then you're doing an injustice to the person that's passed on because they can't move forward where they're at.
Good point.
I think that, you know, and at Christmas it makes it even harder because a lot of families, you have traditions, so it's hard to move forward with those traditions.
It is, but that's a good point that you just made, and that's, I know that's helping. You know, every time we have shows together, I always hear back from someone and say, and they always say the same thing. That was a great show. Jenny really helped me. And I'm like, well, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
Am I just chopped liver? What did I do? Did I help you at all? No, I'm just joking. But no, everybody always says, I heard something she said, it connected with me. Every time we do a show, there's always something that you say that just is magic to people's ears and to mine also, because, you know, I'm still your biggest stalker, your biggest fan.
Aww.
I don't listen to restraining orders, my darling. we have a lot of people listening to us today who adore us. I'm talking about all of our people in the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, Ireland. People are listening to us in Argentina, in Brazil, in Peru, Colombia, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Russia, China, even people today are listening. New Zealand, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Indonesia. We see you and we love you. Thank you for listening. Isn't that wonderful? People just really want to be Christmassy with us and have a little bit of their vitamin C and vitamin J, C for Christopher, J for Jenny. And we have a big announcement. Let's just go ahead and do it. I'm going to let you
go for it.
Let
I'll
the people know this big announcement we have to share.
I'll let you share it. You're better at it than I am.
Oh, you would do that. You're just because you're unprepared. She's just flying by the seat of her. She's just doing a phoner, guys. She's just calling it in. Let me just do it. Okay, I'll do it. We just love each other so much, and we've done so many great shows together over the years, and it just made sense to continue that. Doing this Christmas show is wonderful, but the last time we did a show together was 9 months ago, and that's kind of – that's just too long of a gap. It is.
It is.
So we thought, well, we need to work out the schedules and see what we can do. And because, you know, people are still asking me if we're ever going to get back to a routine, if we're ever going to get back to our morning show or the paranormal hour with Jenny and Christopher or whatever. And the answer is yes, we are. And starting in January, we are launching our new revised Jenny and Christopher 2.0, shall we say, the second coming. And we're very excited about it because we've got the topics worked out and we've got everything ready to go for January. And I know this means a lot to me because you've been such a big part of me and the show since the beginning of time, really. So, and this show, I know it's when we think about all the work we've done together and all the people that we've helped together, that just is like a soccer punch to my gut, you know, because it's really quite powerful. It just takes the air away when you think about it.
And we knew the timing was right because before, and not that we, you know, we always want to come up with topics that we know will help people. And we kind of would struggle sometimes coming up with so many at once. But this time it was so easy. And it just was there. And I think the topics that we picked to have the conversations about, I think are topics that people really need to hear, and they will be so helpful.
They will, because we're really not going to hold back anything. You know, we're going to be talking about spiritual topics, paranormal topics, and controversial topics that we need to talk about. You know, so there's no fear as far as what things that we will talk about and cover. It's really going to be some very profound conversations. And I think that most of those shows that we do together next year are going to be very thought-provoking for a lot of people, probably us as well in the process. So that's going to be launching in January. And we will be announcing the full schedule and topics very, very soon. And we'll do those Facebook events and all those little Facebooky things to let everybody know what we're going to be talking about. And but the show is going to be featured right here on Conversations with Christopher. And we'll be giving you more details on that very, very soon with the name and the times and all that good stuff. But it's confirmed. We're ready to go. And it's just going to be a great year next year to do these every month. You know, I think the listeners will love that. And, you know, and I did a little research, and we want to thank the listeners now. I know we're kind of going a little bit off Christmas topic, but part of being, I think the season of Christmas is also thanks and giving, you know, giving thanks and giving and just being so thankful to everybody. Not only has our show, the shows that we've done together, received a tremendous amount of attention through iTunes and through downloads, but it's some of the most powerful moments that we've ever had on the show with anybody, you know, and people always write and say, you know, our connection is, you know, they just love us together and stuff like that. So we just can't wait for next year. We just can't wait to get through this year and come into January and share this with you and stuff. So that's that. When you're thinking about, you know, because we've done shows this year on here, you know, talking about decommercializing Christmas and decluttering Christmas, you know, getting back to basics. How important do you think that is now? And do you approve of parents giving young children technology gadgets as presents? Do you approve of parents giving a 7-year-old an iPhone? Do you think that's good?
I want to have grandparents that got a 5-6-year-old a toll phone, so I can't. But the same time that was my granddaughter was going for visitation with her dad, so I needed to give her a phone. But you know, I think there's other. I think if a child is able to, you know, handle the responsibility of the phone, and the parents realize that, you know, if your child's acting that, because I know with my granddaughter, her mom will, like, if she's having a bad day or she's, you know, acting out, her mom will take the phone away from her. That's punishment. But I, you know, I think it is. I think it's okay if your child is mature enough to interact and handle it. But you've also got to put those, you know, boundaries and put up, you know, safety nets and things like that, so they're, you know, they can't start talking to a pedophile and, you know.
I'm glad that you said that's true. That's right. Especially now, nowadays. Very dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so awful when you think about it, that there's so many of those people and there's so many monsters that hide in the light, too. Gosh, and look at the person in Brazil, the John of that just horrible person and things. It's just, but I'm glad that you covered that. I'm glad. Can we go to Twitter? Do you want to take a couple questions? We're not doing it. Okay, make your official announcement. We're going to get a – Jenny's going to have an official announcement next year. No readings or we'll cut you out, disconnect the call. Steven on Twitter.
Well, hang up on you.
Yes, we're going to have lots of laughs next time, like next year with our show as well, friends. Okay, Steven on Twitter, Christopher and Jenny. Oh, hashtag Christ. Oh, he's doing hashtag Christopher Jenny together again. Oh, sweet. Steven on Twitter. When are the are you both? Isn't that sweet? Steven on Twitter wants to know, when are you, Christopher and Jenny, when are you going to go on tour together? Wow. Okay, so he's asking when we're going on tour. Look, we're giving you a monthly show next year. Don't push it. Okay? We're giving you a monthly show. We will do that at some point, but the thing is we're both so busy, and Jenny's going to get a lot busier. So we're going to do the monthly show and see how that goes and see where we go with that and stuff. But, yes, absolutely. We've talked about doing this before, and it's going to happen. You know, it's just a question of
the time before it even happens. Yeah,
exactly. We don't believe in putting things on a schedule just because we can. You know, Jenny and I both get different opportunities, and sometimes we're the first people to say, no, thank you. I'm not interested in that.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
that's really, I think that's so empowering when you get an opportunity and you can say, no, thank you. Isn't that, I mean, it feels good when you can say no.
I took a whole year off from the event circuit, and I was so happy I did. It was wonderful. It's been a wonderful year off, but I mean, I miss meeting the people and networking, but, you know, the travel and the struggle of making sure I was someplace, you know, sometimes I was gone every weekend. And it was hard for a while.
Well, you know, all those events that people, you know, normally you go back to a lot of the same events and you get invited back to some of the same conferences. You know, a lot of those went out of business this past year because of you, because you didn't go.
Yeah.
They had no attendance.
No, they didn't go to business.
Nobody went because you weren't there. They had to do Groupons and like buy 10 tickets, get 50 free and all those things because she's not there. But what are you going to do next year? What's your mission statement for 2019?
Bigger, brighter things. I start a project at the end of January that I haven't spoken about publicly. I'm not allowed to. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be something that helps so many people in the same breath.
It is
going to help me as well. So I'm looking forward to the start of that. Yeah.
Isn't it hard when we know things and we can't tell the people? It's like, we don't want to say. We want to say, but we can't because we don't want to go to court and be sued. We try not to get sued.
And, you know, I made a statement. I put it somewhere on my Facebook because I'm not on Facebook that much anymore. I used to be on Facebook religiously all the time. And I'm just not connected to Facebook like I used to be. But I
your social media rants are better than shares, I have to say. I mean, they're just like quality.
Well, I get so many messages, people going, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, if they don't see me post, and I think I'm starting to get used to it now. You know, me not being there all the time, but I wanted to let everybody know that probably in the first couple of months of 2019, I probably won't even be on Facebook, social media at all.
It'll be MIA.
Yeah, I'll be too busy.
Very busy. The parents, the mommies that have given birth, and this is the first Christmas for their first child. What do you suggest? Take us back to the first Christmas you had with your baby. What was that like for new parents?
It's exciting because you know you want to create your own traditions, you know, with your children. But you also want to try to incorporate some of your older traditions that you grew up with. And that's kind of what I did with my kids. You know, I would, you know, start my own traditions and then incorporate new traditions. We started, I would hide the presents that they got to open on Christmas Eve. I would hide it somewhere in the house and they would have to, you know, follow the clues to find the gift. And I also did that with their Easter baskets too. I think my mom was always too tired to ever do anything like that because she worked so hard. So,
God bless her. Bless her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is it with you and presents? I mean, what do you still have that Christmas spirit when you know you have a present waiting for you when you get home to unwrap? Not that you do or anything, but just saying.
It's exciting. You know, I'm in a position in my life, and I don't know if any other people say this or not, or if they can, but, you know, there's nothing that I don't need or want. I have a lot of the things that I've always ever needed or wanted, and so Christmas for me is a time of paying it forward. I started a tradition. I have a very generous mother-in-law, and every year she gives my husband and I a very large monetary Christmas present. And the first year I did it, I found this older lady that was pulled over into an aisle out of the way, adding up her groceries. And I knew that she was struggling being able to pay for those groceries. And I followed her to the checkout line. And I even helped her put some of her stuff on the conveyor belt. And she set some of it aside, you know, I guess to make sure she had enough. And I told the cashier that I was covering her groceries. I was paying for all of them. And plus, I gave her some money. And when I found out her story, I realized that it's not about what you get, it's about what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the commercialized part of Christmas. It's about truly helping someone else this time of year that is probably struggling. And so out of that came, I don't know if you remember, I did the Christmas Spirit, which was I helped other families with Christmas presents for the kids. To me, being able to help someone and genuinely knowing that I made a difference in their life is the best gift I think I have ever received. And I'll continue that tradition this year with helping the family and also doing one random act of kindness, you know, to a stranger.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I challenge everybody to do that. You know, whether you go to the local food bank and homeless shelter and you help with, help pass out, meals, or you collect all the old blankets in your house and take them and give them to a homeless person, or you find somebody at the grocery store that you know is struggling and you buy their groceries. I challenge everybody listening. It doesn't matter how small or how huge that the monetary part of it is, because you will not believe what the reward of it is.
Just
it's
the
amazing
feeling you get from it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I think
that's a good idea. Right. And Jenny's willing to match you dollar for dollar, everybody. So go out and spend and pay it forward right now. So in our final moments, we've got about 4 minutes left. And I know that this time of year is kind of bittersweet for some people who've lost loved ones and family members that are struggling now. You always have something just so profound, something so powerful to say to people who are struggling. This time of year for people that don't even feel like putting up their tree, that don't even feel like putting up a flower or a poinsettia or something just to realize that Christmas is coming regardless. What do you have to say to those people?
It's okay. It's okay that you don't want to put a Christmas tree up. It's okay you don't want to celebrate Christmas. You know, to me, yes, it's a holiday, but it's one day of that year. And the person that is grieving and, not wanting to celebrate Christmas, people need to realize that that person is not just grieving on one day, they're grieving the entire year. And it's okay, but just remember that they're, that people don't understand or know where you're going through unless you reach out and you share that with them. And sometimes it's hard to put into words. And I just want to say, there was a plane crash that happened 2 miles from my house on November 30th. And there was a 32-year-old pilot that perished along with two other people in that flight. And I reached out to the family. I was so drawn to that. And just take a moment and try to recognize what people that have lost a loved one are going through and try to be, be very, cautious in how you speak to them, but don't shy away because you're scared you're going to say something wrong. Those people need
yeah,
more
true.
Than any other time of the year right now.
That's
and so,
so I, right.
That
and, family, I, and I'm so glad that, yeah, no, I'm glad that you said that because that's true. Sometimes people forget about that, don't they? And,
yeah,
and we're going to send prayers to everybody involved with this. And Jenny's going to post something on her Facebook. So everybody could you do that for the people there? I'll just send them to your Facebook and they can look at the link about
page.
The plane crash. Can
and
you put a link
up? For Erica and his family. He had a young wife and two children, and there's GoFundMe page that's been set up.
Okay, if you can put links on your Facebook and then I'll share them, can we do that? So just go ahead and tag me in those so we can, so I can share them too. And anybody interested, you can go on either of our Facebook pages. Just make sure you tag me in those too so we can get those people help and stuff. Because that's why we do these shows. We've done shows before to help people who are struggling. And we will always be available to do that in times of need. Whether they are part of the paranormal, spiritual, metaphysical communities or not, they're still our brothers and sisters. So that's why we got to do what we got to do. Check Jenny. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And also, we're all part of the metaphysical field in one way or another.
Yeah, that's right. You can check Jenny and her wonderful paranormal team out online at prrsociety.org. That's the Paranormal Research and Resource Society. You can check her out online on Facebook. You can check me out online on my website at www.reburn.org. And please stay tuned to our official Facebook sites for the launch of our we'll just call it Jenny and Christopher 2.0 starting in January. We're thrilled to be back with all of you. And Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy your present. And you better open it later when you get home and call me, girl.
I will. Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you,
baby. We love you so much. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for joining us today, and lots of love to everybody. And enjoy the Christmas season. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, just have a good time. And listen to those offensive Christmas songs, because they're just wonderful. So we love you all. Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas, and lots of love from Stewie and I. I love you, girl, and call me later.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye for now, everybody. Merry Christmas.